The following program was previously recorded. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, from the studios at 33rd and Burt. Appreciate your time today. Did you know October is Blindness Awareness Month? And the nonprofit Outlook Enrichment, they typically have their biggest fundraiser of the year. It's the Vision Beyond Sight Banquet. And the big culmination is the dessert with sleep shades. And it's quite an experience where you can, for just a moment, have a little insight into some vision loss. Obviously, with the pandemic going on, that type of gathering is not something that can happen. Well, Donna Ahman is the executive director of Outlook Enrichment. She joins me today on Live and Local. Thank you, Donna, for joining me.
Thank you.
So, we can't do it like we've done it in the past. How do you adapt for this October marking of Blindness Awareness Month?
Well, we have come up with a trio of experiences. I'll call them in-the-dark experiences to help us bring blindness to light. Those different experiences provide a way to celebrate no matter what your comfort level is with social distancing.
If you can tell us about, you know, the dessert thing, there's the two happy hour events, right?
Sure.
Do I have that right?
Yes. So we will be hosting a happy hour in the dark at Outlook on October 22nd or 23rd at 5:30. You'll have an opportunity to just raise a glass and enjoy some delectable nibbles to celebrate Blindness Awareness Month with us. You'll meet some incredible people and hear their stories of personal success and see some adaptive technology demonstrations and have some special music entertainment. That's one of the activities. That's probably the largest gathering with our room set to about 70% of our capacity. And then the second item is dessert in the dark to go. So if you want to stay home, we have an opportunity for you to put together everything you need to host an engaging experience for your family or friends to learn more about blindness. So took the signature piece of what we do in our banquet event that you mentioned and bringing it to you to pick up curbside at Omaha Bakery, who we partnered with, and be able to experience that at home with your family and friends. We have a discussion guide prepared for that to make it educational. It's a great opportunity to help your kids learn a little bit about differences. You can order that kit now at our website, and then you'll pick it up either November 5th or November 4th.
Can you give the website to everybody, please?
Sure. outlooken.org/V as in Victor, B as in boy, S as in Sam.
From October 1st through October 28th, you can order that dessert in the dark experience from the Omaha Bakery. And, you know, it is an interesting time because there's so many parents teaching their children from home right now. This is quite an augmentation as kind of an after-school activity, if you will.
Yeah, it creates a really interesting opportunity for you to engage your kids in that conversation. We're talking a lot about differences and diversity in our community, and this provides another way to start that conversation.
With the happy hour in the dark events and the ability to see some of the technology that's being used, how important has that been given we do have visually impaired people teaching their children from home and not all of that technology is compatible? There have been issues. I know Outlook Enrichment has had some support groups for visually impaired folks who need a hand in being able to read assignments, being able to get assignments that will read themselves on the technology they have at home. So would this be an opportunity for people to see what's happening and where there are gaps where they could use help?
Absolutely. You'd be able to come in and meet with our technology trainers and be able to see that technology in action. You'll see magnification software as well as screen reading software and apps that the smartphone can use to help you even read the labels on a can and the instructions for a frozen dinner just by scanning that UPC code.
Oh, very interesting. That's quite helpful. What a great use of the UPC technology, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an app for everything. It's kind of a cliche, but it's really true. And the smartphone can be used by all ages. We have a lot of people who thought they'd never be able to use a smartphone as seniors and not real technology savvy who come in and have a fantastic learning experience. And are ordering their own groceries online for delivery and ordering Ubers, and just it changes their perspective and their opportunities and just opens the world up.
Can you talk for just a moment on the happy hour events on October 22nd or the 23rd, the social distancing measures that are going to be practiced?
Yes, you will be required to wear a mask to enter, and then we've also limited the capacity to a fraction of what the room is able to hold. And there'll be masks throughout the evening and just the same level of distancing and precautions.
October is Blindness Awareness Month, and you have just been made aware of three events that are happening this month of which you can be a part, and you can also help Outlook Enrichment. She is Donna Ahman, Executive Director of Outlook Enrichment. If you're looking for information on this, it's outlooken.org. Thank you very much, Donna, for taking the time. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.